Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This week's episode of the Fangirls Podcast is sponsored by Tax Pros, dedicated to providing a full range of advanced tax planning and tax resolution services, offering phone and video appointments. Learn more at taxpros.com. That's taxprose.com. Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast, a place for fun, fandoms, friendship, and most importantly, fangirling. I'm Julie, and today we are talking about the long-awaited, incredibly overdue season 3 of The Mandalorian. But joining me today is our wonderful Star Wars special correspondent, Shireen, and we're going to talk all about season 3 of The Mandalorian. We're going to talk about PaleyFest. We're going to talk about all the Star Wars things that we have wanted to talk about for the longest time. So without further ado, welcome back, friend. It's been a minute.
Thank you so much. I am always so happy to be here. It's an honor.
Well, I love having you, my friend.
I love being here and talking about Star Wars or anything Pedro Pascal related.
Yes. But before we start, you had a very special birthday.
I did. I'm growing up, man. I turned 30 a few weeks ago, and I went on an amazing Disney cruise.
The child turned 30, folks.
That's crazy, guys.
I remember us being like working at Disney together and me turning 30 and talking to you about this. I was like, I don't know, man. They say the first thing that goes is your hearing. And we talked to, I think it was like Neil. And he was a few years older than me. And you're like, no, it's fine. Hearing, you'll be fine. And then I look at Neil. I was like, what was the first thing that went? He was like, oh, hearing for sure. And
I'll tell you literally the next day I woke up and my hip was in a lot of pain. It was like burning my hip. I could barely walk. And I've never had that before in my life. So I was just like, is this what it's like? Is this growing up? Because I'm okay.
Well, yeah. You got to go on a very special Disney cruise.
I did. And it was a dream. I cried of joy every day. And there was a Star Wars bar on the ship, which I was in every night. Literally every night. I think I tried every drink on there.
Was it all inclusive? Or like, are we talking here? Okay.
No, that bar was not all inclusive. No, they had like maybe like 8 drinks. And every night we'd go in and try one or two.
You know,
because it was like a 4-night cruise. It was magical. You jump to hyperspace and go to all these different planets.
In the bar.
Yeah. Okay. It would like jump to hyperspace. And like, it was such in this little nook that you could easily walk right past it. But it was so nice because we got on the ship early and we're like, let's go explore. Because, you know, our rooms aren't ready yet. And the first thing we turn the corner, we see that lounge. And I'm like, immediate tears as we walk in. Okay. And the door opens like a Star Wars door. And it's just like immersed. And it's so cool. And they had special wine glasses and stuff you could buy. And all the bartenders were doing cool tricks with these like gas bubbles. And it was just what I needed to start a trip and end the trip. It was perfect.
How much of the ship itself was Star Wars related? Was that the only thing? Or were there other Star Wars characters? Or
yeah, that was the most like adult thing. But then there's like the kids section at like the bottom deck. I'd say it's like a mini Galaxy's Edge. Well, not even mini. It's like literally a room, but that's like, it's all themed Star Wars. Like you walk in and like, for example, you're on the Falcon's like lobby or we did go meet Chewie and Rey in there.
Okay.
So that was cute. So they did have some characters popping around. I think they had some Stormtrooper meet and greets as well. There wasn't that much Star Wars, but what they did have, I was happy with. And Chewie looked crazy.
How so?
I don't know if that was like a Chewie from Wish. his hair was all over the place. It looks like he had human teeth. It just felt so creepy and weird. And I took a photo and I put it on my story. And I was like, jump scare. It was terrifying. But it was funny. It was fun. You know, all in good fun. But I was like, where is this Chewie from? Because that's not what he looks like at the park. But,
the Wish version of Chewie.
Yeah. It's so funny.
I mean, but after a couple drinks at the Star Wars bar,
you wouldn't even tell.
No.
Couldn't
tell. Not at all.
It was perfect.
For those of you who don't know, a few weeks prior to that, Shireen, China, and I got to go on a little field trip out to Cali and see Senor Pedro Pascal. And it was wonderful. And to to witness you fangirling or in real time over, you know, the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
Was a dream. Because
it was a dream to be there.
Right. And just to see, like, that was why China and I wanted to go. We were like, we just want to go see Shireen fangirl more than anything. This is the dream. She's Darth Vader. We're her stormtroopers. We're here.
I have heard people like to watch my reactions to things. So, like, they like watching me watch movies and TV shows because I'm like, oh, no. I'm literally like screaming. So maybe I'm not the best for a theater ambiance, but yeah, no, it was amazing. Yeah. It was fun to go with friends. It's fun to go with people super hyped as well. It was.
Yeah.
Cool experience.
Well, it's been a minute since The Mandalorian has come out, but we've got some casting for you as our favorite Mandalorian. Senor Pedro Pascal.
Yeah!
Woo! As Bo-Katan, we have Katie Sackhoff. As Greef Karga, we have Carl Weathers. As Moff Gideon, we have Giancarlo Esposito. As Aliyah Kane, we have Katie O'Brien. As Dr. Pershing, Omid Abdal. As Peli Mato, we have Amy Sedaris. And as Captain Carson Fiva, Paul Soon-Yung Lee. I know we have waited so long to talk about this show, so I'm ready to spill some tea. Are you ready to spill some tea?
It's tea time.
It's tea time. That's right, folks. This is the part of the show where we spill the tea. This means spoilers. So if you have not watched Mandalorian Season 3, we don't know what you're A, doing with your life, but B, we are about to spoil it for you. This is the way. Exactly. All right. We have now witnessed 3 seasons of Mandalorian. Which season is your favorite?
Season 2 by far.
Really?
By far. Dare I even say Book of Boba Fett?
Okay.
Was better than this season.
Okay.
I'm so sorry if that hurts anyone's feelings, but season 2, I cried like a little baby every other episode. It was so good. What about you? What are your thoughts on this?
So I'm torn between one and I think it's one. For the most part, one hooked me.
Oh, really?
I was late to the party when it came to Mandalorian. I wasn't streaming Mandalorian till the pandemic actually happened. So the first season came out like that November, the November before the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, guess I'm watching this now. And I was like, oh my goodness, I get the hype over Baby Yoda. I'm like, yeah, he's cute. He's adorable. What I did not realize what I was missing. At all.
Got it. Is it, you think season 1, it might be your favorite because it was what started it all?
Yes.
Like what's hooked you?
Okay. Yes. And that makes sense. Holding on to those memories and those feelings. And like, again, we were all in our feelings during the pandemic, but I was just like, oh my God, just someone hold him, please.
Right?
Save the baby, please.
Love the child. Yeah.
Yeah.
The child safe. Yeah, I totally get it. So, and when all the merch came out, I mean, it was actual chaos. At least at downtown Disney, like in the Disney stores and stuff, it was absolutely insane.
Favorite episode from season 3?
Oh, God. You go first. I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, I'm torn between 6 and 8.
Okay.
It was an epic finale. The, like, Grogu come into almost full Jedi power.
That was adorable.
He literally saved Mandalorian and Bo-Katan. Like, they thought they were going to be, like, shielding him. Nice try, guys. Nice try.
I was worried. I thought they were going to take his helmet off. I thought he was going to be tortured or something. I don't know. I was freaking out.
Yeah, I did have some anxiety. Nobody's going out. I mean, unless you're Moff Gideon. But I was impressed with the finale.
Yeah, I think I agree. I feel like the finale was my favorite episode. I needed the action. It was a little slow. Like the season was a smidge slow. Let's be real. And he had his side quests like a Western show should be. Yeah, but episode 8 was, that's what hit. I cried. Right? Grogu with the guards, that did surprise me. I'm like, oh, they're all going to die.
Right. Because
the guards are intense. I was like, they're supposed to be like powerful dudes or people. I don't know who's in there. So when Grogu did that, I was like, I'm a little surprised, but I'm not, but I am. I couldn't figure out how I was feeling. And I was like, okay, little dude, you go kill him.
Right. As he was just jumping, I was like, okay, this is when you come into your strength. Come on, bud.
Yeah.
Come on. How about now? Please don't do this to me. That's where my thoughts were. And I'm like, okay, dad's back. Okay. All right. Here we go. Come on.
I saw this meme of not a meme, but someone's like, imagine on set that day, they literally just had to throw the puppet in there.
Yeah.
Someone was throwing Grogu just flying around the set.
In a full green screen costume.
Right?
Just over here, bro. Over here. Over here. Gotcha. There we go.
Oh, God.
Make sure he doesn't spin.
You know? Yeah, I mean, or does, you know?
Yeah. All right. Biggest plot twist.
Well, okay, the dark saber being broken. I don't know if that's a plot twist, but that was like, I was like, oh, shit. Well, I guess this series is over. You know? I was like, I don't know what's left, but cool.
Right? It's like when Harry broke the Elder Wand.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, well, that was the last one of the whole thing, so that makes sense.
Right?
So I'm a little worried because it did end, the whole episode ended like they could just live happily ever after and we don't have to see them again. Like, we really don't. Obviously, I would like to, but... And maybe that means they're taking a big hiatus from till season 4 or something while they finish up Ahsoka and do that. But aside from that, the other one was that Imperial chick really pissed me off.
Yes.
And like, she did that to him, to Dr. Pershing, and I was like, okay, I don't like you. She really played him. And that was a little twist too. But yeah, the Darksaber was my biggest wah moment.
The fan theories that came after Moff Gideon's escape was everything. So like, knowing that Moff Gideon was back in the picture, I was super taken aback by that. And I was like, okay, wait, but this is Mandalorian. So like, what's the connection? And I probably saw six different fan theories following that. Okay, did Mando do this? Why are they trying to pin it on Mando? Or, you know, because they saw, oh, what's the steel?
Oh, the Beskar?
Yeah. And I was like, no, it's not him. Duh, come on. He's been framed. Yeah. What are you guys talking about? And...
Yeah, I thought they'd explore them more. I thought they'd explore it. It's, well, I mean, there's another one of the fact that that could be one of his clones, like in the show, and or even him dying in this season could not be him dying because he could have had clones somewhere else.
Oh, that's a good
one. And I'm like, oh, interesting. Because even his new suit, there's some connections here to Clone Wars, like, show, you know, that armor is very familiar. I was like, dude, what if he's a clone? I don't know. I love theories. I think,
oh yeah, that keeps me going. It makes me like realize that my brain is still actively working.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I know I'm alive and well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, I'm okay. I can keep functioning.
yeah. I can go on a walk. I just thought about Harry Potter for 45 minutes for no reason. Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah.
We're good. Okay. There have been a lot of good cameos in the past 3 seasons. Who was our favorite cameo this season?
I mean, you know, I feel like by default, I have to say Lizzo, right? Like, I have to.
I mean, I don't even think it's a default. I think she is the answer. She is she is the cameo. The cameo is her. And how they kept this under wraps. I don't know how she kept it quiet. I don't know. I bet TMZ was like, how did we? Oh, who did we have to fire? How did we not know this?
No, but they did a great job.
Best kept secret, hands down.
I was going to say, what sucked is I couldn't watch that episode for a few days because I had like busy stuff to do.
Okay.
And I saw her post and I was like, oh no. Oh no, she said it. But not in a bad way, but I was like, I wanted to be surprised, you know?
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was cute. A lot of people were hating on the episode, but I think Mando is a side quest guy. He just is. Like, mm-hmm. That's how it is. So I don't see the issue of like him going to another planet, helping a king and queen do some crap. You need, like, every season of stuff has filler episodes. Not every Star Wars show episode has to be a game changer. But it was fun. And Jack Black is a dang king. Like, they're literally royalty. So it was great. I mean, her acting was okay. She had a lot of technical stuff to say and I felt bad.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, she killed it. It was adorable. And now she's a part of the Star Wars universe and she's literally living my actual dream.
I think so too.
Because I'm going to put out in the universe now is I want to be in the next Star Wars films, like the next 3 that are coming out, the new sequels. Like, I want to be in those. I want to be in the Star Wars universe too, man. Yes. Give it to me.
I mean, I think she set the precedent for this. If you can dream it, you can do it, basically. Oh, yeah.
And she's like a low-key, she's a Star Wars fan. And you don't really like know that too much, but she posts shit about her star, like how much she loves it.
That's what I loved. Her messaging right after the episode aired was, I've been a Star Wars fan since I was a kid, going to the movies with my parents. Like, it was, this is the dream. And I didn't think of it as a filler episode. I was engaged the whole time. I thought she did great, to be honest. And think she must have put it in her contract too. She's like, as long as I'm holding Grogu, I'll be fine. I'll do whatever you need me to do. Just let me hold Grogu. We'll be great. Yeah.
I would have done the same thing.
I love that the tradition of cameos in every season is a thing now. And I mean, whether they get big star, whatever stars they get, I think everybody's like, what do I have to do to get into the Star Wars universe? Like, I'll do it. I'll do whatever. Just tell me what.
Yeah, exactly. I will give you everything.
Speaking of cameos.
Dun, dun, dun.
Do we think we'll get a Mandalorian cameo in Ahsoka?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe for like a second. Like I could see it for a second, but I don't really want him in there.
Okay.
I love Mandalorian. I think the show changed the game for Star Wars. And it's absolutely amazing and thrilling and what we need in the new generation of Star Wars lovers. But Ahsoka, like if you watch the Rebels.
Yes.
Cartoons, right?
Yeah.
There's so much to explore on that side of Star Wars with Thrawn and Ezra and like where they are, what they're doing, the world between worlds and her. I want her to have flashbacks with Anakin. Like, I think there's so much they should do if it's going to be 8 episodes or whatever. Like, I don't know that Mando fits in that.
Okay. You know?
I feel like maybe she might call for backup. Like, that would be cool. But I think the show is more about the Rebels side of Star Wars with Hera and Sabine and everything, you know. Like, I think, yeah, they do live in the same time. Maybe like season 2 of Ahsoka would be cool, but like,
okay,
wouldn't be surprised, but also don't think it's needed. Like, Mando, like, Star Wars can hold up by itself without Mando for a second.
Good argument. Okay, because I was like, I'll even take him as like a narrator, like Morgan Freeman, you know.
Oh, that'd be cool. I mean, I love that voice, so that,
right, could work. I was like, I'll take it. And I know with the writer's strike going on, I hope they don't push back Ahsoka even further.
I hope they don't, but also for the best of the show, whatever they need to do. Because I think I read somewhere, they're like, oh, don't worry, like, the shows are finished being
right.
Written. But it's also,
they have to do voiceover work.
Yeah, and rewrites happen on the set during production. And I don't want that to be undermined, you know, just because they want to film it and get it out and make money. Like, no, make it the best show it can be.
Right. Make it.
That's what it deserves.
Yeah. Give it its full potential that it deserves. Yeah.
Ahsoka is such a meaningful character to so many people. Like, they cannot mess this up. And I don't think Dave Filoni would let that happen.
Right.
I mean, I know Disney's powerful, but if they mess it up, I think people will be done.
Right. And again, we're not a political podcast, but with this writer's strike that's going on currently, it's really unfortunate. I'm rooting for the writers in all aspects of this. And again, I want a quick solution like everybody else.
Me too.
I want everybody to be happy on both sides. But I was like, okay, but we've got a lot of stuff coming out, guys. How about you guys figure it out?
Yeah. And I'm like, we have Bridgerton. We have ACOTAR. Like, there's things I want to see.
Yes. Yeah.
Ow.
And I was like, what does this do to Marvel? You guys just announced Loki, season 2 of Loki and Echo today.
Crap, dude.
What? You really?
Why did they announce that today?
I was like, you guys are feeling real bold right now.
Yeah.
Like, real bold.
In the midst of it all, we're going to do this and piss everyone off.
Or maybe they were completely done filming and they banked the scripts and got it done ahead of time. But that makes me nervous.
I don't know, dude. I mean, even as an actor right now, it's auditions are still everything. You know, obviously you want it back, but you want these people to be paid correctly.
Yeah, and auditions are halting. Everybody's film crews can't work. No, I mean, hair and makeup teams are stalled. Like, it really halts the industry in every aspect of it.
Last time this happened in 2007 or 2008 when the recession happened, Hollywood, like California, lost billions of dollars during the strike.
Because
of the lack of production work. And it's like, think about the economy. Billions?
Right.
Billions? Like, an executive could just not make an extra million for a year, maybe.
Right.
And like, put that to the writers. And they'll still be making $45 million a year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I know it's not that simple, but it's just annoying. And America's weird. We're not changing this podcast to be political.
Oh, right. No, exactly. But this does directly affect our content.
Yeah.
So
we'll do our best. We'll read books and.
Right. Maybe. Yeah.
Whatever else is out there.
Yep. We'll be like, this should really be a show, guys. You guys should make this right now.
We'll write storyboards.
All right. Do we think a season 4 is happening?
I don't know. I feel like I'm not as jolly with this Star Wars season as my normal Star Wars self. I love Star Wars. I do. I think they did a great job. It's still a great season. I don't see a season 4 right now. Like, I can't even think of what it would be.
I agree.
It'd just be a bunch of side quests.
Or the season three finale was ended on a high note. And I don't want to say ended, but I was like, all right, he's got his retirement plan.
Yeah, he's got a house and he's good. Unless
retire on Navarro.
Or he meets like young Leia with the kids. That'd be cool. Or maybe Leia's pregnant. Because Leia's alive.
Right, Leia's alive. Leia
and Han are doing something out there. Maybe he joined their rebel escapades.
And now it is time for the Spotlight of the Week. Tax Pros, an award-winning tax firm dedicated to providing their clients with a full range of advanced tax planning and tax resolution services. With three locations in Southern California, Tax Pros is there to meet you where you are, offering phone and video appointments. Learn more or book an appointment today at Tax Pros, taxprose.com. Disclaimer time. We here at the Fangirls Podcast are not affiliated with the following: Star Wars, Pedro Pascal, anything Star Wars franchise related, including merch, all things Star Wars and the history of Star Wars. That's what we're not affiliated with.
Disney.
Oh, definitely not. As former cast members, definitely not affiliated with Disney. Just really big fans. Just really big fans.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.